What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Wednesday, March 6th. I am here in Miami. I was at the Hard Rock in Hollywood yesterday, did the show there, had my poker tournament, and the tournament went well for many people, just not for me. I could not get any hands whatsoever. My gosh, it was like a setup. Jack 4, 6 deuce, 6 3, 10 6. Oh, it was not my night. Then I finally got pocket 10s. A guy calls me with ace king, which is understandable. And the flop comes deuce, ace, ace. How am I looking? No 10 hit the board. And the next thing you know, I'm sending this guy hockey tickets on the glass. And like I said during yesterday's show, the worst part is he eliminates me. I send him hockey tickets, and then he stands up and he shakes my hand, wants to hug me. Thank you so much for those tickets. They're a courtesy of the Workers' Comp Legal Center, but still, I send them to him in the app, and he's all happy, and I'm leaving the poker room a loser. At least, though, I was a winner in something last night, and I'll get to that in a little bit. It was a busy evening sports-wise. Double-barreled action on Bally Sports. We had the Heat and Pistons, and at the same time, we had the Florida Panthers and the New Jersey Devils. And both games were the results that we wanted. The Florida Panthers, they stay hot. Wins for them on the road in back-to-back games, back-to-back nights. So two nights in a row, the Panthers pick up a W on the road. And the Miami Heat, it was a little sloppy. It wasn't ideal, but they pulled away from the horrendous Detroit Pistons.
Detroit basketball!
And the Heat, they pick up a W. I thought about something yesterday when I was doing the show yesterday from the poker room at the Hard Rock. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the air, but I thought about it. And I went to the Hard Rock Bet app, and I put this parlay together, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Yesterday was 305 day. And I said, wouldn't it be a good idea, although this probably isn't smart, this would just be for fun, if I wagered $305 for 305, or maybe you could have done $3.05, but I would have done 305. I was going to take the Panthers, even though they're not in the 305. It's still the Miami market. I was going to take the Florida Panthers to win, the Miami Heat to win, and the Miami Marlins to win. And it was coming back like 6-1. The Marlins, they were a huge underdog yesterday. It's spring training, and yes, you can wager on spring training baseball. They were playing the Astros. They were plus 180. And I said, what am I doing here? This is dumb. Why would I put in this bet? Why would I just throw away $305 so I could tweet something and, hey, it's 305 day, pretty cool. Well, the Marlins won. The Heat won. And the Panthers won. Which means I would have won and anyone else who would have played it would have won. So I'll keep that reminder in my head for the next 305 day, which is in, what, 364 days from now, whatever it is. More importantly, in the 305 and the 954, we've got the home stretch right now for both the Panthers and the Miami Heat. About 20 games left for both of them. And then soon enough, it will be playoff time. The Florida Panthers will most likely be the one seed, maybe two seed at worst. The Miami Heat, their seeding is going to be determined over the next few weeks. You take a look at the Eastern Conference standings in the NBA, and it is very cluttered. The Heat, they could end up anywhere from 7 on the bottom to 4 up top, just depending on how they play down this stretch. So many things are up in the air. So we'll talk about the Heat. I'll talk about the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. About being up in the air, I will be up in the air after the show today. I am headed to
Columbia!
And I'll be hanging out there for a week or so before coming back here to South Florida. You know, I love being here in South Florida because not only do I love South Florida and I have friends here and poker, but I can't use the Hard Rock app in Medellin. I got to use the supermarket app. True, like there's an app. You go into the supermarket, they've got the sports book there, and I could wager from the apartment. I could wager at the supermarket. You could actually wager at the drugstore. You could drop off money. True. You could drop off money at the drugstore. This is 100% legit. You go to the drugstore there. You give them the money. They put it in your sportsbook account. And then you could wager on your phone. Imagine if you could do that here. I mean, you could wager on your phone right now from here, depositing money on the app through your bank or Venmo. You could go to the Hard Rock and deposit money, but you can't deposit money at the Hard Rock. You could wager at the Hard Rock, but you can't deposit money to put into your online account. You could just bring them the money and place the wager there and get a ticket. But could you imagine if you could go into CVS or Walgreens? Yeah, I'd like this Monster Energy here. A pack of cigarettes. They still sell cigarettes. And 500 in my sportsbook account. I don't think that will ever happen in Florida. I don't even think that is legal anywhere in the United States of America. But it is true. In Medellin, I can go into the drugstore and I could just give them money and they put it in my sportsbook account. I like the app here a lot better, the Hard Rock app. But when I'm in Medellin, I can't use it. And I'm going there tonight because I've got a poker tournament that I'm playing in, a high roller poker tournament. And then the main event, which has it's got a prize pool of 800 million pesos. 800 million pesos. That's about like 200,000 US. So I'm going to be playing in that later this week and all of next week, hopefully. And I got a lot going on. You know, I got to see my friends over there. They're waiting for me. Girls. So many friends that I have to see. They're missing me right now because I haven't been there since early Monday morning. My gosh, a couple of days. I got a lot to get to this hour. Panthers, Heat, Dolphins. Where will the conversation start, though? We're about to find out because this hour is set to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
The Florida Panthers are extremely hot, playing so well. The Miami Heat, they didn't look great last night, but they got the W. Do I start with either of those teams? I don't. I am starting this hour with the Miami Dolphins. And the reason I'm starting with the Dolphins is because I started to think of something yesterday. This Miami Dolphins defense, it's going to look very different next season. The Miami Dolphins are not playing around with this cap. They're getting rid of Xavien Howard. They didn't franchise tag or sign Christian Wilkins, so getting rid of him. And then yesterday, they outright released Jerome Baker. As far as Baker goes, I like them. I thought Jerome Baker was dominant last season. He's a dang good linebacker. Baker was one of those guys who the Dolphins drafted. They developed him. He had grown into a leader, a really smart football player, very capable. But the Dolphins looked at the situation and said the price isn't right. They couldn't come up with a way to restructure his contract, and they let Jerome Baker walk. My concern isn't necessarily that they didn't keep Jerome Baker. He's a good player. I'm not talking about Lawrence Taylor here. But my concern is the combination of all of this. Think about it. The Miami Dolphins are allowing a huge amount of turnover on the defensive side of the football. Combine that with the fact that Vic Fangio is out. Anthony Weaver, he's in. You have a lot of turnover in one season. And what does that mean? It means when camp starts and when the defense shows up, we're not looking at anything plug and play. There's not going to be a lot of continuity. You'll have a different defensive coordinator, and that DC's conveying information to a group of players that's very different. So I see for the Miami Dolphins defense another learning curve. There was one last season. It was for Vic Fangio's D, and it took some time. We saw it. It took time for the players to get it all down. Sure, it didn't help that Jalen Ramsey was out for the early part of the season, but now when camp starts, the Dolphins' D is going to need time again. They're going to have to get a new system down, and they're going to have to get used to each other. Having the same group of players return with the same coach and the same phrases for everything, that matters. It allows your team to immediately work on getting better. You're not starting from step one when you go to camp. You're not starting to, okay, we got to figure out everything slowly because all of this is brand new. So to me, that's concerning. And then here's another layer to it. This Dolphins offense, they're built to win right now. Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, Mostert, Achan, those guys are capable of being one of the best offensive units in the league. But now, could they be held back? Could they be held back by a defense that is dealing with so much change? Bigger picture here, as far as how is this solved? Was there a better way to do everything? We know you can't give every single player a long-term contract. The young players on this team, Jalen Waddle, Tua, Javon Holland, Jalen Phillips, all of those guys, they have not yet signed a long-term deal. So the Miami Dolphins, they have to make some decisions about other guys. If you want to keep your potential stars, well, you got to get rid of some of your players and some of your better players. My thing is this. We see these cap casualties, and they keep appearing from the same side of the football. That's how I see this. It's the same side of the football. And that could be a problem. Now, signing Tua to a long-term deal, that could be a big problem down the line if he doesn't get better, if he doesn't produce. Sure, you could look at his stats from the regular season, but he's never won a playoff game. He stayed healthy all last year. Maybe that was thanks to the martial arts. And now, Tua just hired a quarterback's coach. And I'm all for it. That's fine. I got no problem with that. Last year, Tua told everyone he was going to work on his head injury problem. He was going to be safer and learn how to fall properly. People laughed. Oh, my gosh, you're going to take up martial arts? Oh, geez. Yeah, that's really going to work. Well, it did seem to work. He started every single game, including the playoff game. So what that showed me is Tua does have the ability to learn. He's capable of using his offseason to get better. And it's his offseason. He can do whatever he wants. He's using the offseason to better himself. So with his own quarterback coach, it shows he wants to improve his game. And if Tua wants to get better on his own time, more power to him. This would be like, I have a perfect example. Aaron Judge, he has a guy who works on his swing. The Yankees know about it. If Aaron Judge wants to see his guy in the offseason to work on his swing, what's the harm? If he's taking hacks and trying to get his swing down, how could that be bad? Players trying to improve at their position, there should be nobody who's against that. Heck, look at Jimmy Butler. If you follow Jimmy on Instagram, he is constantly working out on his own. And I'm not talking about at the gym. He's got a shooting coach. Playoff Jimmy doesn't happen accidentally. It's hours and hours and hours of work and training and doing what's necessary to get there on his own time. So yeah, I'm all on board with a player getting an individual coach. They want to practice something during their own time, go for it. Whatever it is a player needs to want to better themselves, for them to perform at a peak level, heck yeah. Go ahead and do it. People are always very quick to just go off on somebody. A lot of people have keyboard courage. They'll take the social media. Oh my gosh, he needs a quarterback coach. Look how terrible he is. If he was good, he wouldn't need a quarterback coach. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need a quarterback coach. What would you rather Tua do during his offseason? Would you rather him come see me in
Colombia?
Which would be a great idea because he would have a fantastic time, even if he brought his wife. But would you rather him do that? Or would you rather him work on getting better? All during his time. Let him get better. Because if the Miami Dolphins do pay Tua a ton of money, if they back up that truck and he gets multiple bags of money, if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, you better hope that Tua improves. Because what we've seen so far, great statistics, really good regular season. But when it comes to being the reason your team won a football game, that I'm yet to see. And he has zero playoff victories. The time is right now for this organization. Steven Ross knows it. Everyone in that front office knows it. Mike McDaniel knows it. And when I say the time is right now, I'm not talking about 2 or 3 years. Sometime in the next 2, 3, 4 years, the Dolphins need to at least get to a Super Bowl. No. The time being right now is now, this coming season. Because after this coming season, if they sign Tua to that long-term deal and he doesn't perform, if they can't get it done this year, it's going to be, you thought 24 years without a playoff win has been bad? It might get a lot longer than that. I hope that's not the case, but I'm just saying. I've also been saying that if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage or refinancing, you need the bagel loan that Stewie has got for you. I've been giving you Stewie's personal cell phone number, and you've been calling him, which is very smart, because the bagel loan is amazing. Everything bagels are amazing. Sesame seed bagels are amazing. Butter on a bagel is amazing. But what's even more amazing is the bagel loan. You look at that bagel, and you see a zero in the middle. That is what you will pay Stewie. You pay Stewie nothing. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. Stewie's got the bagel loan, and it's ready for you right now if you're buying a home, need a mortgage, or refinancing. What I have for you is Stewie's personal cell phone number, 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Google the bagel loan if you want. But call Stewie, tell him you're interested in the bagel loan, you want to know more about it, 561-379-4441. That is Stewie's personal cell phone number to learn more about the bagel loan where you pay him zero. MLS number 226715. Live racing going on right now at Gulfstream Park because it is a Wednesday. And they've got live racing during the championship meet every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 5 days a week live racing in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. And the championship meet, that brings out the best of the best. The best horses in the world, the best jockeys in the world, the best trainers, the best of everything in the horse racing world is right in Hollandale Beach right now at Gulfstream Park. The Florida Derby, that's a little bit more than 3 weeks away, Saturday, March 30th. To make a table reservation at their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms, visit GulfstreamPark.com. The winner of the Florida Derby, they'll be in the Kentucky Derby and could win that big race as well. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for every single piece of information and to make your reservation. And I highly suggest you head on out to Gulfstream Park any live race day, 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday. It is the championship meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. We've got two South Florida teams trying to make championship runs. They got about 20 games each left in their seasons. And both of them picked up a W last night. That Duncan Robinson move, I mean, I could dive into the Heat and Pistons and talk about how dangerous a bad team like Detroit is because they come in and they got nothing to lose. And that is how they played. I could sit here and break down that game. But I believe this is required by law. I am obligated to begin the Heat conversation with that move by Duncan Robinson. Play of the season, perhaps? The dude is on the baseline, goes behind his back, spins, flips it reverse off the glass. I'm like, are you kidding me? That was just sick. The reason that play ever happens is because of the Heat's player development system. Duncan Robinson keeps getting better. What he can do now, his arsenal, it just keeps growing. I remember Dwayne Wade, when he retired, he called Duncan one job. Because Duncan's only job was to sit behind the three-point line and bury shots. And now you look at Duncan Robinson's game and how much it has grown. If you give him space for a three, he's going to launch it. But now if he's crowded, he's got a whole array of moves that he can draw on to make defenders pay. And those moves, he's getting more comfortable with them, and he's getting better and better and better. When I saw that move by Duncan, I thought to myself, it's amazing. Back-to-back nights, we had two incredible moves. We had Barkov's two nights ago. That crazy triple touch assist at Madison Square Garden. Phenomenal. And then what? 24 hours later, we have Duncan Robinson with a move that can only be called the move. Which one of them was better? You know this show is always all about honesty. I love that Duncan move last night. But that Barkov assist, that was so impressive. I think it was more impressive. Barkov's going full speed. He goes around two guys. He taps the puck in the air three times and delivers a perfect assist. It's impossible to do, and he did it. Duncan's move was smooth. Highly impressive. The reason I say Barkov's is more impressive is because Duncan's can be practiced. It could be taught. The Barkov move, that's just a gifted athlete who's making something up on the fly. And it worked. But both were extremely impressive. And it's also impressive that Jovic keeps starting for the Miami Heat. And it doesn't feel like an accident. He brings a lot. He can play. He plays in the paint. He's capable of bringing the ball up. It's like he's an extra big and an extra handler at the same time. And it appears that Eric Spoelstra likes pairing him with Bam to start the game. Jovic said himself, it's funny, I either start or I don't play at all. And he's right. And he got tossed last night, so he didn't play the whole game. For a 20-year-old, Jovic is really showing some fiery emotion. He was tangled in the paint last night. No call. He got really mad at the officials. Quick little outburst. But that outburst was good enough to get him his second tech of the night, and he was done. The Miami Heat, though, thankfully, they found a way down the stretch to beat the Pistons, who are terrible. The Heat, when you look at the standings, really could finish anywhere 4-7, and maybe signing Patty Mills is going to help them. That was a strange one yesterday afternoon. Patty Mills is a guy who haunted Miami 10 years ago in the NBA Finals, but now he's 35. He got cut by the Hawks, and Miami brought him in. I think a lot of people felt something was up when the news came out yesterday that the Heat were signing Patty Mills, because the Heat don't just bring in 35-year-old guards off the street for no reason. And then after the Heat won last night, that reason was revealed. Josh Richardson, who had a shoulder injury, is done for the season. He's having surgery. So the Patty Mills move, it makes sense. They're down a guard. They need to plug someone in. When you add this late in the season, going with a veteran, that's a smart move, because it takes a guy who's been in the league over a decade less time to figure out how he can contribute. If you get a young player, then there's a lot of learning. I'm sure Patty Mills will carve out a role. It's on him to do it, to show the Miami Heat why he's valuable. 38% shooter from three-point land, that can't hurt. And maybe that'll be his role. Get open, hit threes, occasionally run the offense. It stinks for Richardson. I remember when he came in, it was him and Justin Winslow, Rook 1 and Rook 2. Josh landed a few other places, but then finally back to Miami Heat culture. This is a good squad. The Heat have a real chance to make noise. And unfortunately, Jay Rich is going to miss it. He's a good dude, and he was anxious to have this experience with the Heat this year, a playoff run. And unfortunately, because of the injury, now he's not going to get it. Here's something, though, that all of you can get: an entry into a big poker tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, the Escalator Series, the $500,000 main event of the Escalator Series, begins tomorrow in the poker room at the Hard Rock. It's a $1,700 buy-in, but there is a minimum of $500,000 in the prize pool. If you don't want to fork out $1,700, there's satellite tournaments going on. There's other ways to get entries. What I highly suggest is visiting SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. See how you can get your way into that main event of the Escalator Series, which begins tomorrow and has at least $500,000 in the prize pool. My poker tournament was last night. The next one will be coming up in early April. But if you visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com, you'll see every way you can get in on the action right now in the great poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. This Florida Panthers team is so legit, and they are so locked in. I was watching the game last night, focused in on it. The TV was right in front of me in the poker room at the Hard Rock. Nick Cousins, 2 goals last night. Sam Reinhart, his 45th and empty netter. The Panthers beat the Devils 5-3, which is important because they get 2 more points. But most importantly, they hit 8 goals, exactly 8 goals in that game. That empty netter gave the Panthers 5. The Devils had 3. Do the math, that equals 8. I had 1 in-game wager. It was for exactly 8 goals. I got plus 230. I put it in with about 4.5 minutes to go, and it worked out perfectly. That empty netter, oh, I knew it was coming. Although, yes, I was sweating with about 10 seconds to go. I hope the Florida Panthers just play the same exact way they're playing now come playoff time. And if they can do that, we may be seeing a parade. Would it be through Sawgrass Mills Mall? I hope we find out. I talk about wagering on games. That's cool. It's fun. But you should never wager on your retirement. That is why you want to get a hold of Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth will put together a plan that's based around your goals. They'll design it. Maybe you've got new goals here in 2024. We're 2 months into the year. You haven't gotten them going yet. Let Trajan Wealth help you. They're located locally in Palm Beach, and it will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. Visit their site, TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call Trajan Wealth at 561-390-1000. Maybe you've got somebody else working with your money right now, but it's just not doing what you thought it would. That's a perfect reason you want to contact Trajan Wealth. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. Here on this Wednesday, as always, Lieutenant Camacho from the Florida Highway Patrol with us on the Andy Slater Show. Lieutenant, I've seen it all over the news, social media, everywhere. It's actually a national story, how Miami Beach wants to keep spring breakers away. I know we touched on it a little bit a week or so ago. You guys, though, I believe the governor had a press conference yesterday. I saw the Highway Patrol there. What's the latest? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, Andy, the state's taking the governor's office, really, and the Highway Patrol is just taking a kind of a more of a proactive stance on it. If you recall last year during spring break, the city of Miami Beach issued a state of emergency, and then they requested state resources. But that was like in a reactive mode. And then once we were there to assist them in what they were trying to do, obviously it quelled a lot of the crime we were seeing. So I think the state this year just kind of wanted to get ahead of it and take a proactive stance on it. And so our director reached out to a lot of the local sheriff's offices, a lot of the local government or the hotspots of spring break or the more popular destinations, and just kind of offered that service. Saying, if you need that commitment, we're here to assist you. And that's what they did. And Miami Beach obviously accepted that offer. And we're going to have our troopers and FDLE officers assisting throughout pretty much the entire month of March.
Is this something similar to, I know on MLK Day, there's been that whole ride out. And over the years, it seems to have gotten like lower and lower as far as problems on the street. Is that kind of a similar thing that's being done here?
I think so. I think, the beach is obviously their campaign is, breaking up with spring break. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get away from the crime we've seen or the lawlessness. Just last year, two people were killed in shootings. The year before that in spring break, one person was seriously injured in another shooting. And then you just see the mob of people. It gets a little bit out of control at times. And I think what the beach is trying to do is stop that maybe Miami Beach from being the most popular destination for spring break.
How do you all work? I mean, we always hear about, okay, law enforcement likes working together. But how do you take what you guys have? I mean, because there's people driving crazy out there. My gosh, I was on my way to the Hard Rock the other day, Lieutenant. I wanted to call you 15 times. How do you say, okay, we're going to take people from here. We're going to put them there. Because I need people near me, Lieutenant, who are driving the right way, not the wrong way.
Right.
Like, literally.
Right. Yeah, well, Devil, part of the plan is to obviously increase patrols on the two major causeways leading into Miami Beach, which are already state roads that we already patrol. We're just going to, knowing that there's going to be a lot more vehicles coming in, we're going to increase patrol there. Then there's also several checkpoints. There's a license plate reader checkpoint and a DUI checkpoint. The bottom line is, Andy, we want everybody to enjoy spring break, right? But public safety is a major concern, and we have to prioritize public safety.
Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol with us here on the Andy Slater Show. Lieutenant, I saw in my inbox a press release a couple of days ago. You guys with the Highway Patrol pulled somebody over, and they got charged with 91 felonies. How does somebody get charged with 91 felonies?
So this was actually one of our criminal interdiction unit in the Monticello area on Interstate 10. North Florida. He observed a car that was driving, below the minimum speed. Most people don't even realize there is a such thing as a minimum speed when you're on major highways. And the records check of the driver revealed that he was a habitual traffic offender. meaning his license was revoked. And if you are caught driving, once you have been labeled as a career, as a habitual traffic offender, it becomes a felony to drive. So he was obviously arrested. And that's what prompted the search of the vehicle. And the search revealed stolen credit cards, a lot of the counterfeited credit cards, credit card skimmers, some marijuana, just a lot of equipment to make these fraudulent credit cards, and a lot of the equipment needed for to be, you know, for identity theft and all that. So that's what led to that large amount of felony charges from again, just a simple traffic stop leading into that.
Lieutenant, how does one become a habitual traffic offender? I mean, that's something to put on the resume.
A habitual traffic offender is basically when you get too many citations and you're actually found guilty for a certain amount within a certain period of time. I believe it's 5 years. If you get a certain amount of points on your license, if you get a certain amount of infractions, and if you're found guilty for them, you now become a habitual traffic offender, which is it's a suspension, but a lot more steeper than that as far as the penalties go. Like I said, it becomes now if you are your license gets automatically revoked for 5 years. And if you are caught driving within that time frame, like I said, it's chargeable with a felony.
It seems difficult to get to get found guilty on so many charges, because when you guys give out a ticket, aren't there so many options when you go to court? The hearing officer or the judge gives you options. I mean, how do you get found guilty? You just ignore it?
No, I mean, oh, well, no, you can. If first of all, you get options with, like, if you go to a hearing officer and you go to court and you choose that, and you choose to go to trial, right? Now you have to find yourself testifying against the officer. And if it's like a speeding citation, the officer is going to show you, you know, his records of that day for whatever equipment he used to monitor your speed. And it becomes now basically the officer proving the charge. So if you go to trial, you get found guilty that way. Typically, if the officer has everything in order, all of his equipment is calibrated and certified, you'll be found guilty with that. Now, if you pay the citation, sometimes that's done in like a pretrial. It could go either way. You can have the guilty charge on your record, or it can be what they call a no contest charge, and it doesn't come out as guilty. So it just basically at the end, Andy, it's when somebody just it's just an abundance of citations and they're just getting stopped all the time. They either forget about it, they don't go to trial, they do go to trial, maybe they still get found guilty. So it's just a combination of things.
People may want to know this because I bring up court. You talk about the officer being there. You've always heard, I'm sure you've heard it yourself, even before you were in law enforcement. Oh, go to court, maybe the officer or trooper won't show up. Does that still happen?
It can, sure. I mean, so our officers, all officers have an obligation from the courts when they get subpoenaed for a trial for any arrest or any citation they issued. Officers now receive subpoenas and they're obligated to go to court. Now, there's always some things that might occur where it could cause an officer not to go to court. Obviously, the officer tries to take the correct measures in trying to postpone that trial or try to reschedule it. But sometimes it just doesn't line up, Andy. And it could be several reasons. The officer could be ill, or there could be an emergency, or it could be, who knows, even a natural disaster. I mean, there's so many things that could happen for an officer not to make it to court. But it is definitely a possibility where the officer might not show up for whatever reason. And if they don't take the correct measures to get the trial postponed, then yes, people that are on the receiving end of the citation can get their infractions dismissed.
So how does that work? You get an email? Like if you pull somebody over, they wind up taking it to trial, you just get an email? And
that's exactly right. Yeah, we have an electronic system that notifies us. We get an email, and then you log in and you have to acknowledge your subpoenas, and you get reminders, and you have logs of all of the cases that you have for each day. Yeah, all of that's tracked on a system.
What happens if you don't go? What happens to you?
What happens? What do you mean? If you don't go to court?
Well, I'm saying you. Like, if you have a case against somebody speeding or whatever, and you just don't show up, because like the citizen gets in trouble, right? Do you get in trouble? Do you get like suspended
yes,
for a week?
Yeah, of course. The we have court liaisons that get notified of all of the officers that don't make it to court, and that gets passed on to their direct supervisors or their district commanders, and they have to explain why they couldn't make it to court. And if they did take those correct measures via the online system that we have to try to get those cases postponed, definitely, yeah, they're held accountable 100%.
Lieutenant, one more question for you, because I've seen this in the news the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I thought this was already a law. Supposedly, it's going to Governor DeSantis's desk to see if he passes it. You can not drive in the left lane unless you are passing another vehicle. Again, I thought this was already something. Apparently, maybe it's not. The driver will get a $158 ticket. Lieutenant, is there any way before the governor may sign this, you can make it mandatory court or even something worse than that?
No, definitely not my call. But it's always been in place where the left lane was designed, right? It was engineered for overtaking, right? For passing. And that's, you know, it's always say, stay on the right side of the roadway. But now I guess they're trying to, I guess, avoid people clogging that left lane. And I think I haven't read the bill exactly, but it basically just says that anybody that's using that far left lane on the roads where the speed limit is, I think, 65 or more, can only be utilized for passing other vehicles. There's some minor exceptions to it. But basically, the left lane is to be kept clear for vehicles that are overtaking or maybe even emergency vehicles, and it is only to be used for passing or overtaking other vehicles. I think that's what the bill is trying to really get done. I think that's what they're going for.
Well, I hope whatever it is, I hope it works, because we got way too many. It just causes so many issues, Lieutenant, because then you got to go over to the right and the middle, and then it's just chaotic. I don't know. Maybe they need to improve the driver license test. Although, Lieutenant, you still have a lot of people out there, not troopers, but there's people out there driving without a license, right?
There are, unfortunately, there are some people out there driving without licenses or suspended licenses or, you know, revoked licenses. And it's unfortunate. We try to do the best as far as we can to get these unlicensed drivers, held accountable and enforce these laws. But it's, South Florida is a highly populated area, and, we do the best we can to really try to, call that.
You did well there by just saying unlicensed drivers, because I would have had some other words. Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol, thanks again for your time. Stay safe out there, and don't do anything wild on the beach during spring break, okay?
No, sir. Thanks, Andy. Take care.
All right, take care. Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol. All right, that's all the time I've got for this Wednesday afternoon. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.